Kennebec County Sheriff Randy Liberty says he was contacted earlier this year by Governor LePage and asked to come to his office for a meeting.
I drove over and we met in the cabinet meeting room, and the governor was there with three individuals.
Liberty did not know it at the time, but LePage had called him in for a meeting with members of the Constitutional Coalition, a group that progressive blogger and Democratic activist Mike Tipping says has direct ties with a national movement known as the Sovereign Citizens. The group has been linked with violent acts against public figures in other states, and its members reject taxes, the U.S. currency, and perceive the U.S. government as illegitimate. The first chapter of Tipping's new book, As Maine Went, details the meeting with what Liberty says seemed like a fringy constitutional group that believes the county sheriff is the prominent law enforcement agent superseding the state police. And Liberty says the group wanted a sheriff to help deliver their grievances concerning a list of constitutional infringements.
They wish to have their grievances addressed by the president of the Senate, the speaker of the House, and the attorney general. And that was the gist of their concerns. And when I was there, the governor seemed generous with his time, and he listened a lot.
Liberty says he accommodated the group's request, delivering the message to the respective staffs of the three elected leaders, all Democrats. The sheriff says he thought he'd completed his assignment, but then he heard from the coalition again earlier this year. This time, they wanted Liberty to arrest the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate, and the Maine Attorney General on charges that range from dereliction of duty to treason.
I was not certain of my jurisdiction in that environment, and so I met with District Attorney Megan Maloney, and she did some research, and she met with us regarding that. They wanted them to be indicted to the grand jury, the three political figures, and of course, that never happened. And that was sort of the end of it.
Until Jack McCarthy, a co-host on WXME's conservative radio show, The Aroostook Watchman, announced on the air that he had met with LePage about trying Democratic legislative leaders for treason, a conversation that McCarthy says prompted the governor to bring up the reference to hanging.
I never opened my mouth and said the word. The governor looked at us and looked at his buddy and said, "They're talking about hanging him."
LePage responded strongly to press coverage of the story Monday night, contacting the Bangor Daily News not once, but twice. Mike Tipping says he was advised of the calls and that the governor threatened legal action.
He did threaten to sue, but he also made a series of claims that are just provably false. He said he never discussed the arrest or execution of Democratic leaders. It's very clear, both in the audio tapes of them talking about these meetings and also in the documents that his office provided, that that was a constant subject of conversation.
Meanwhile, at LePage for Governor headquarters, campaign spokesman Alex Ouellet says the storm will pass.
It kind of seems to be simmering down a little bit. And like I said, I think it's just a distraction. It's Tipping trying to sell his book. And, if I were a liberal who had endorsed Michoud, and we're trying to sell some books, I'd probably try to get as much shock and awe out there.
But the story has gone national, picked up by MSNBC, and it remains to be seen what the effects might be, if any, in the race for governor or in fundraising. LePage is hoping for support from out-of-state contributors such as the Republican Governors Association, and University of Maine Farmington political science professor Jim Melcher says it all depends on what happens next.
I think that's something that certainly his opponents could well use against him, and it certainly isn't helpful for his fundraising, but I think it's too soon to say that it's going to cause a huge hit.
With more than $180,000, LePage led his two opponents in campaign fundraising over a 30-day period at the end of the most recent filing in May. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.